Okay, good afternoon. It's 4:30. We'll call to order the Town Discovery Bay Park and Recreation Committee regular meeting. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present.
Thank you. If there are any members of the public on the line, this is your opportunity to address the committee board. Does any member wish to address us? You'll have 3 minutes to speak your mind. Okay, hearing none, I'll close public comments and move to draft minutes approval. Can I get a motion?
I make a motion to approve minutes from May 5th.
I will second. Means approved. Okay, we'll go to D1 presentations.
We have no update at this time.
Now we'll go to E1, discussion items.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Park and Rec Committee. This first item is a request by Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports to do essentially two things. Install a shade structure, the diagram of which is attached to your packet, kind of a rough schematic, if you will. And in order to construct this shade structure, it's necessary to do a soils test to ensure that the structure would be sound on the surface that it's attached to, which would be the waiting area of the pickleball courts. And in order to do that, they would need to do a soil sample test. So originally, we had a soil sample test taken in relation to the pool by Terracon. And Terracon was contacted by a member of by DVRS and advised that in addition to utilizing that soil sample to be able to do a geotechnical report on the soil, they would also need to drill a 4-inch borehole to test the soil underneath the surface of the pickleball courts. Now this again would be in the waiting area, and it would be located where they intend to put one of the legs of the shade structure. So it would be concealed. And up until that time, once the core is taken, they would fill it and grout it, cap it and grout it, and it would not be a trip hazard, and it would not be an exposed hole. It would just be something that they would place the leg of the shade structure in once that is completed. Now, all of this would be funded by a donation by DBRS to the Town of Discovery Bay, earmarked for those specific purposes. So the first thing in line would be to get the core sample done, and the town, since it's a public works project, the town would actually contract with Terracon and then use the earmarked donation from DBRS to pay for that. And then the same process would take place for the shade structure. So we're looking to put that before the Park and Rec Committee for a recommendation to go to the board. Questions?
I have a couple questions. What is this our only option? Does any of this, I mean, what's the cost of this? Do we need to follow any bid, going out to bid on any of these things?
There is a chance. I would have to follow up with legal, and we haven't had the opportunity to do that. Because it is a public works project, depending on the amount, it's likely that we would either have to get 3 bids or have to go out to an RFP. We haven't gone down that road yet, or it could be an item that's sole sourced. We just haven't gone down that path yet.
Okay.
That would be working with legal on that. And they have some, it has to be done according to law, according to policy.
But regardless, all the funds that for this is coming out of the year, the donations that they have come up with, the pickleball folks.
Well, typically we pick up the legal fees on this kind of thing, but they would pick up the donations in terms of the actual product and the actual construction.
If we move forward with it, ultimately though, does the Town of Discovery Bay own the shade structure, or is it owned by the...
Well, yeah, we can't have dual ownership with an entity on that, unless there's some, I mean, it would take a, it's not the way to do business. What would happen is they would donate the money and we could own, and it would be earmarked for this purpose. So we couldn't it wouldn't be they donate the money and then we could go spend it on something else. It would be spent on this, but it's our project, it's our ownership, it's our contract, as a matter of fact, and it's our duty to make sure that the contractor is following law in terms of DIR registration and prevailing wage.
Yeah, I just meant from the standpoint of if the pickleball folks dissolve 6 months from now and just say, hey, we want our strike structure back.
It's already been, if that would be town property, because the money is what was dedicated to the town for that purpose, but we would have ownership of it, which is different than the pickleboard box out there. That remains the property of the DBRS.
Understood.
Is there, have we been presented with any other options? Is this the only option of shade structure, cost-wise? I mean, if it is becoming a public works project, I'm just curious if...
Well, staff is
if
not...
If we're maybe going ahead before we look at what we need to do.
Well, staff has looked at funding and a variety of needs that take place at the community center and at other areas in Zone 8. And a shade structure would, if we were looking at it in terms of just being staff, we would not consider that a priority with the other fundings that we would be spending on. So this is something that has been derived from and has come from DBRS. And therefore, I won't put words in their mouth. I believe we may have some representatives on the board, but they're more or less coming to us and saying, look, we'd like a shade structure. A shade structure would be a great thing for the town. It would be a great amenity to the pickleball courts. And if you guys go with this one, and I'm sure they would still work with staff, but if you go with this one, we're willing to donate the money to get that done.
So at this point, though, staff endorses this design. Is that what I'm hearing?
Staff does not have an objection to this design. Okay. We haven't really gone out and done a lot of research because we're busy on 100 other things.
And are the funds already raised for this? So, like, if they go in and dig a hole to do a soil sample and then something goes south, are we going to be stuck with our brand new courts with a hole that's kind of filled?
Well, we would be stuck with the hole, yes, and I think it would still be livable. It's not going to be a hazard, and I don't think it's really going to be necessarily that unattractive. We'd be stuck with that. But DBRS has always come through 100% of the time. They've said that they are raising the money. So I believe the money is there for the engineering samples. If you want to talk to a rep from DBRS, I think they're on the line. But I think they're still in the process of raising money for the shade structure. And in fact, intend to have a pickleball tournament to raise funds, which will be item 2 on the agenda as well.
Thank you.
Great. I think it's a great idea.
Do you have any questions of DBRS?
I do not, but if they want to make a statement, they certainly can say something they like.
If there's someone from DBRS on the line, if you would like to add anything to the presentation, take a couple minutes to do so. You're welcome to do so, but please identify yourself.
This is Bob Lyman, and I've been listening, and I think the presentation that staff made covers exactly what we would like to do. Get done once we have the funds.
How close are you, Bob?
Well, we don't have making it a public works project is kind of put a wrinkle in it that we don't know what the costs are going to be because of the various costs involved that you guys have that we wouldn't have. So we're not sure. You know, we don't know we're not sure what the exact cost is. We know what the device, and then of course, with steel prices going up and the change in the economy, we at one point had 20,000 to 25,000 as a goal, thinking that it could be done for that price. We're really not positive that that's true anymore, so we don't know exactly.
Fair enough.
That's the range of cost that we did anticipate to be early on.
Bob, what's your time frame goal of having this completed?
Well, our time frame is related to when we can get the total amount of enough money raised to get it done. We have told the manufacturer that has done the design the first quarter of next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I, through the chair,
mm-hmm.
Bob, can you explain to the committee why DBRS feels that this is the most appropriate, the right design for these pickleball courts? I'm sure you did some research on what would be the best type of shade structure, and is there anything you can add on why the decision was made to go to this particular design?
Well, we think that a metal roof structure is, from a cost or from a long-term value point of view, is better than the style that's on the current tennis courts, as an example. As you know, as all of you, if you've looked at them, realize that some of them are, the sun does terrible things to the style that's out there, and as any of you have looked at what's going on in shade structures in Discovery Bay on boat covers, people are moving to something similar to this. Now, they happen to be aluminum structures, but they're built similarly. What we're looking at is a metal structure. But it's certainly an improvement over what we used in Cornell, where we just put up a canvas and people could get underneath it and then take it down every day. This is a permanent thing that would be up, and we looked at different styles of structures. There are cheaper things that can be put up, but they are don't have the same quality appearance as this particular thing. The manufacturer actually came back to us. We started out with the idea of having posts on each side, fixed posts around the edges of it, and they build similar structures or shade structures over parking areas. And they said, what if we just downsize it to your size and do exactly the same thing? And that's what you see on the document that we, I think, is part of your agenda.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and open up to public comments. Is there any else on the line that wishes to make a comment? Okay, hearing none, I will close public comments. And I think it's a great idea. We should bring it to the rest of the board for a decision.
Yes. Is there a staff's recommendation in looking at this is that we think that this would be a great amenity to add to the pickleball courts. I think it encourages play on a hot day. There's nothing worse than having an amenity, pickleball courts, or something at our community center that's not being used. So anytime we can add an amenity that improves the use of it, especially when the community itself is so vested in it,
yep.
We know it's gonna get taken care of. And we know that it's going to be something that's used. So we recommend it.
Okay, I agree. And it's been a good partnership with the town and DBRS. So.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
Okay, then we'll move forward to item two. Hello, Monica.
Hello, good afternoon. Again, with Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports, DBRS, I want to let you know that they will be holding their pickleball tournament here at the community center on September 18th and 19th in an effort to continue raising funds for improvements to the pickleball courts. Their plan is to hold two a year. DBRS will be utilizing all six pickleball courts for this tournament. However, they're requesting to be allowed to rent all six tennis courts to allow for more participation. The six tennis courts would be modified temporarily with blue tape to make them playable for pickleball. Currently, we allow for no more than four of our tennis courts to be rented at any one time, keeping two courts available at all times for community drop-in play. I did reach out to one of the gentlemen that's part of the Saturday, Sunday morning group that plays, just to kind of throw it out there, let them know what, see if they had any objection, any opinions. He said, you know, I certainly can't speak for everybody, but he said, I see what those folks are doing down there, and I don't feel our group would have any problem giving up a weekend to allow DBRs to rent all six tennis courts. He also was going to one of the gentlemen in their group, they have a group text going, so I invited them to call in this evening at 4:30 if they had any commentary that they wanted to add to it. So I don't know if anybody's on the line and has anything to add from the tennis group.
Well, before we get there, so just real quickly, so basically the other courts, we would take the nets down and then put pickleball nets up?
No, they're same. They just would do, the courts are small, pickleball courts are smaller.
So same net.
Just have to, yeah.
Okay, got it.
They just have to put blue tape to make the dimensions fit for pickleball.
What time is the tournament, and is there like some wiggle room on start times for some of those so we can still allow for some of the tennis people to play?
Their tournament will be Saturday and Sunday all day.
Like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Uh-huh, exactly. So staff is requesting feedback and direction to see if it would be okay to rent out all six courts. What your thought is on that?
Well, I'd like to start with staff's thought, since you are actually involved in, you know, do you see an issue with that?
I don't see an issue with it. I don't have a crystal ball. I wish I did, because somebody will always inevitably come through. But reaching out to kind of the key player that I did and inviting them to call in, and he said he would definitely do that. His comment was, I see what the pickleball people are doing, and I think it's a good thing for the community. So giving up one weekend, he personally didn't have a problem with it, was going to spread the word. But what we could also do, and would do, is put signage up well in advance, letting people know that there will be an event going on, as we do for some of our other events, like Summer Jam. We have to close the dog park, but we put it out there to let folks know so they can plan accordingly.
So really, all the modification is two additional courts from a rental standpoint.
Exactly.
And there's and still, I'm sorry,
no, go for it.
And still Cornell Park's available.
And I did mention that to him, yes. If they really, really just can't give up a weekend, they can certainly go play tennis at Cornell Park.
And I apologize. I know this has been asked.
That's okay.
The pickleball court at Cornell Park, how easy would that be to go back to a tennis court?
It would have to be repainted.
Okay, so not easily then.
Yeah, not something we could go out and do.
Not a weekend.
Is there any lessons or anything that it would interfere with?
No, our tennis lessons are during the week.
Okay.
So this would strictly be giving up. So when we have USTA league rentals, which I've already checked, we do not have that weekend because that's revenue coming, right? That's a rental.
Yeah.
So, and typically when we rent to the USTA leagues, they rent the back four courts, so we can always keep those two front courts available for the tennis, the regulars that come and play. So it would be giving those two courts, all of the courts, up that weekend.
The other thing is, we can rent the six. We reach out to the tennis players, and you can ask if there are any on the line. But if we rent all six, this would be the test case. We haven't done it before, so this would be a good litmus test to decide what are the issues, what are the problems,
sure.
Can they be mitigated in the future, or no, we can't continue to do this anymore.
No, personally, I think it's great that we have these kind of problems because we want our facilities to be utilized to its maximum potential. So.
And the gentleman that I spoke to from the tennis group was very lovely. He was really thought it was a great, and again, it's one person's opinion, but he seems to be the person that reaches out for that group often, so kind of the unofficial spokesperson, I would say. And he didn't have any issues with it.
Are there any members of the public that wish to address us regarding this issue? Guess not. Well, I think it's a great idea.
Let's see, try it.
Yeah.
Okay. I will reach out and let them know they can rent all six courts that weekend. Thank you.
All right, then we'll move forward to Fazelli's fee schedule. I think we talked about this at the Finance Committee.
We did at the Special Finance Committee, so we're bringing it before the Park and Rec Committee. So annually, or kind of as needed, staff will review our facility and parks rental fee schedule. Haven't done it in a while. Last time was in February of 2019, so we took a look, made some changes, increased pricing just a little bit because it hasn't been done in a long time, and added a special events fee. We've never had that. And we do have groups that want to come out that are large that would justify having, it's an actual special event. So before you is our current fee schedule and then a draft of what we are proposing. So just to kind of walk you through it quickly, so you're not looking at all the numbers, I can tell you what the changes were. Is down at the bottom, we took the community center event lawn and barbecue area, added that special event fee you'll see that we've never had before, an hourly rate and a daily rate, and then increased our hourly rate as well. And same with the event lawn, if people wanted to rent that. So before it was $10 an hour for resident, we're proposing moving that to $15. Same with the back barbecue area. Was always $10 and has been, for the almost 8 years I've worked here. And so we're proposing just bumping that up to $15 an hour for residents, and then you can see the list go down. The other thing we did was change the just by a dollar, but increased the rental fee for the tennis and pickleball courts from $5 an hour resident to $6, and from $8 to $9, which is on the second page for non-residents, and then added a description of what a special event is. And you'll see that we decided to put a range there for deposits, and that allows. It's subject to conditions and approvals. The deposit is at the discretion for the general manager based on what the event is. So there would be a range there. Those were the changes for that section. Before I move on, do you have any questions?
Well, so for a real life example,
yes.
So for the pickleball people, what are they gonna? What's their cost structure going to be?
Their cost will be $6 an hour per court because they are a resident. And that is on.
Got it.
You see it?
Yep.
So does special event also cover like Cornell Park?
That's on the next document. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So that's for the park fee schedule.
Got it. Is,
yeah. But I can do it all together.
No, I missed that part. I'm sorry. I thought
they were
all.
Okay.
Nope, this makes sense.
So $36 an hour for the rental of the courts.
Per court.
Six. That's six times six, 36.
Yeah.
Just testing my math skills.
That's mine. And then for our parks, which is Cornell and Ravenswood, looked at increasing the baseball field. It's always been $5 an hour, increasing it to $8 for resident. And then you'll see the non-resident going from $8 to $11. Same changing, increasing the soccer field slightly, the shaded picnic area, and then down at the very bottom, added that special event fee. So let's say somebody wants to rent all of Cornell Park for a large event, it would be the hourly rate of $60 or all day at $400. And again, having that range for the deposit based on what their event is. Give you a minute to look at all that. Let me know if you have any questions.
So, like on the baseball fields, are the leagues paying $50 a day or
they
$75?
They pay by the hour.
They pay by the hour. Resident or non-resident fee?
Resident. They're, all the kids, the people that rent them live here. They pay the resident fee. So that would go up to $8 an hour.
I like it. It's good.
It looks good.
Obviously, you put some thought behind it. Obviously, something you're not going to memorize and be tested on later.
I like that there's still, there's a little bit of an increase, but they're still reasonable.
That's what we felt. It's time. We haven't done it in a really, really long time, so, but not too drastic of a hike.
Nope. Do we have any members of the public that wishes to address this issue?
Yeah, this is Bob Lyman again. I guess I'm trying to follow you guys on all these various meetings. I guess I would like to hear again what my reading of it, and maybe it's wrong, obviously, it says the resident rate, daily rate for a tennis court is $50. Is that correct or not?
Yes.
Did you say daily rate?
Daily rate.
Daily, yes, correct.
So is that what, now our tournament, I'm back now thinking about our tournament, so we would say $50 for each of the courts.
Per day.
Per day. Okay. All right. That's very good. I thought I heard something else. Just wanted to be, because I'm pretty sure Michelle thinks that's what the rate is.
Yeah. No, you understand.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice job.
So,
thank you.
No, we're going to bring it back
actually tonight.
Tonight, and then we'll be looking for approval by the board. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving forward, we'll go to Island Designs. Hey, Bill.
Okay, good afternoon. I think you have the design before you.
So this new design for the Boulevard Meetings is in response to the new water laws that have been enacted limiting turf grass on islands, of course, due in large part to water conservation and sustainability efforts. One of the town's goals is to reduce water consumption in landscape areas, and this new design reflects this effort. It does not merely replace turf grass with other irrigated ground cover, but incorporates a variety of materials, including drought-tolerant plants, stones, boulders, that come from that palette of material used in other areas of the town's new landscape enhancements. It'll also flip to a drip irrigation system to further water conservation efforts, and also limiting weed growth. The thematic concept, similar to what we're seeing, the Delta water flow field, the changes in material, where the levees meet the water, and the agricultural lead position plantings. This design's up for discussion, any input I would welcome. But knowing that a complete dryscape may be a little too harsh for kind of the taste of the town, I think, feel the design assuages some of those concerns by giving in some greenery, but really focusing on the use of kind of contrasting dryscape materials. Questions, comments?
So there's the greenery's within the plants, not the grass, correct?
Correct, no grass.
And this is similar designs to what you are doing, like on the end caps and over
Poe Drive
and stuff like that.
Very similar.
I thought it looks amazing.
I think it looks good, too.
Yeah. I think if this becomes the model for the rest of all your projects, we would have some nice uniformity and consistency. And the $26,000 does not seem that crazy of a number.
For material, yeah.
And material-wise.
Yeah.
And you're kind of killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Because saving water conservation, but making improvements to the overall look of
and then not spending maintenance dollars on the turf grass, right?
Yeah.
So there'll no longer be any requirement for any lawnmower stuff.
Right.
The only concern I have, and this has nothing really to do with you, is the residents have been using these islands as dog walking areas. So I don't know if we have to look and doing some signage or something to stay off. Or
do we already have like dog disposal thingies?
Not there.
Not there.
No.
There is one on the Discovery Point Islands, I think.
There is.
Yeah.
As well as on Willow Lake.
Right.
But that's ice plant, so it's less likely. But I just, as I drive around, I see a lot of people walk their dogs there.
Yeah.
I think it looks really good.
So do we have the funds available for this?
So this is a CIP. I believe the CIP was $40,000. So again, so, I mean, there's things I can add. Mm-hmm. I can add more plant material. I don't really want to. That less maintenance factors.
Key.
We still have some other islands.
Well, and that's well, that,
that, can we do another island?
That's where I was leading to, just find out what the schedule kind of looked like. Do you have, and I'm probably a little bit out of spot here.
Yeah.
Do you have a rough idea about the other islands?
Cost-wise?
Well, no, as far as timing-wise. Which would be effective cost-wise?
Sure, it would be first or second quarter of next year. So within the same fiscal year.
Would you think Willow Lake would be the next one? Or you think some else?
Discovery Point would be the next one, because that actually has turbines.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the island, technically Willow Lake, but the ice plant, it's not turf grass, so it's not really.
So we're not watering that.
We're watering it. We're not violating the new law that's being mentioned.
Right. Well, I was thinking more just from an aesthetic standpoint. That's such a massive island and very visible, a lot of traffic. That's all compared to Discovery Point.
True.
And as we get closer, we could weigh those, what makes sense priority-wise.
I think when it gets all done, it would be really cool to do, like, side-by-side pictures of uniformity and stuff like that so the community can see it. Because I think watching it and seeing it happen and being a part of what your plan is different than driving around the community and not seeing it. I think the uniformity is huge.
That's a good point. Yeah. Sure. I think it's more we do some of these hot or these more visible areas.
Starts to click.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a great one to work on, and I love your design.
It's great.
Can't wait to see it. We say 4 to 6 weeks from the time that you start the project,
right,
or when the project can start?
No, from the time we start.
And when could the project start?
So I've noticed in this climate that planting plants in the middle of July, August is not a really an efficient time for them, so I'd like to start maybe in September.
They die. Go look at my plants.
Yeah.
That plants like the sun.
They like water too.
Yeah.
It shocks them.
Yeah, no, awesome. I think it's great, great design. I can't wait to see it.
Good job.
Any public comments? Bob, you still there? Anyone?
Thanks.
Bill, before you take off, though, can you just give us a quick update on the Discovery Bay Boulevard?
Yeah, so Rec 800 is now done with their project. We're going to finish the mulch on Sandpoint, and then we'll do the little section on the boulevard,
mm-hmm,
with bark. And then we have a couple little small projects in the special zones, and we'll finish up with COA.
So we're talking 2 months, a month, 3 months?
1 month.
1 month, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, any future agenda items?
This may not be the right place to ask this, but I was wondering if we could maybe potentially do a special meeting just to get updates on like pool stuff like that. We have a lot of projects going on at this point. Not necessarily putting something like in place forever, but.
No, I'm in agreement. Is there a way that we could have a monthly meeting, whether it's a special meeting or we? What's your thoughts on how we can move forward with that?
My thoughts are on that is that special meetings don't have to be monthly. Special meetings can be whenever we want them to occur. They can be done a month in advance. They can be done 2 months in advance. But a special meeting only requires notice to the public within 24 hours. So it could even be a meeting where it's so urgent that we can do it in a couple of days. So that's timing some meetings. But the purpose of having a special meeting is to address the special concerns that have come up with a special need that can't wait for the routine meeting that comes up every month. So what I would ask of the committee is that through feedback from your constituents or or items that you feel you need to get an update on is that you contact us and say, for example, what Chairperson Porter said was, I'd like an update on the pool and some of the happenings that are going on in the town. We can schedule a meeting for the next few weeks, basically an in-betweener special meetings to do that. But other things may come up politically or through your constituents. We need to be informed on that, and then we can design a special meeting around those specific items. Because I think things are going to simmer down for a while.
No, I think what Director Porter and myself are saying, at this stage, we're meeting every other month. And given the volume and the magnitude of the projects, we think we'd be more comfortable meeting every month. I know we'd be more comfortable meeting every month. So,
yeah, okay.
And I know that to meet every month, we would be a bylaw change, which is an additional work, right?
No, so you don't need a bylaw change. You can call a special meeting.
I'm saying if we want the Park and Recs Committee to meet every single month moving forward.
I can schedule a special meeting every other month. I don't recommend we have a Park and Rec meeting every single month because it takes up, every time we have a meeting, staff stops the busy schedule that they have, which is extremely aggressive with all the stuff we're doing. We just don't do Park and Rec. We do, we're having a lot of stuff coming up in terms of water and wastewater, major, major things that we're all working on, that staff is dealing with. And to, pin staff down with one additional meeting every month is more than just a little thing. I mean, we're really not baking biscuits there. We're working. And so if there's a reason to have a meeting, and if this is what the board wants, fine. I mean, the board controls the governance of it.
Sure.
Then we will take the time to have this other additional meeting. But I do know that we want you to understand every meeting has impacts on staff. Yeah.
And I think we fully understand that. I guess just from the Park and Rec Committee standpoint, I just think, again, I'll reiterate, the volume of the projects and the magnitude of the projects, every other month meeting is not sufficient, I don't feel.
Okay, if you want to have them permanently, meeting every month, we need to go back to the board. And you can do that. You can put that on an agenda. If you want to have a special
Which would require a bylaw change, correct?
So,
well, it would require, I believe, and I can check with legal, that the committee cannot make that determination. I believe the board has to make a determination to have a committee meeting every month. And then the bylaws would then be derivative of the board's decision to have a mandated, what they would call a regular committee meeting as opposed to a special.
So can we do a compromise for right now? We have a lot of stuff going on. Can we ask for a special meeting for the next couple months?
Yes.
To get updates on pools, grants, stuff like that?
And I think that's all we're at this point.
Before we
can ask for a special meeting, and we'll plan it for the next 6 months out.
Okay.
I think that would be like a good start and see how that makes us feel as far as understanding what's going on and what we need to do. And then maybe after those initial special meetings, we will say, okay, things have calmed down. We don't need to do those.
Okay.
Or more stuff has come up and now we feel like it needs to be a permanent thing.
That sounds
compromise?
I think it's a nice test too. Mm-hmm. I think it'll tell us, I may be surprised and we will need permanent meetings. We do it with water and wastewater. So I would ask you this. Would you like to schedule the monthly meeting at, there's two ways to do it. We can start it at 4:30. We can start it at so there's the best way to do this maybe is to do a meeting starting at 6 p.m. on the mid month of the.
Got it.
Yeah.
We'll do the special month. Will be the in-betweener month, and we'll do it on the middle meeting of that month.
Yeah. Perfect. I think that's good.
And I'll send you a schedule to explain what I just said.
No, I got it.
And I think if you know, moving forward, if we could get certain things that are always on that agenda, like updates on the pool, updates on the grants, and then anything else that comes up, just until those projects are done. Okay. Because every other month, and, you know, not having an update on them, I think, is important for us to have those.
Perfect.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.
Perfect. 5:10, meeting adjourned.